543 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. I think one of the cool events that Galesburg has every year is starting on unofficially, I would say, Labor Day Monday, or officially, depending on how you look at it. But it's the Stearman Fly-In, and it's been going strong here for an awfully long time. And as always, for those of you who say there's nothing to do in Galesburg, it's a free community event. So go out and take a look at the planes and such. And we're going to talk about that. We'll start. We have a couple of people who have Stearman and who have flown in for the event just a minute. But first, I'm going to start with Philip Wolford, who's one of the organizers on the committee that organizes the Stearman. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you. I noted when we first started getting in touch with you that you're also involved with Jet Air. So how appropriate that you're involved with this, too.
Yep. Anything to do with airplanes.
There you go. How are things at Jet Air these days?
We're keeping really active and doing a lot of different things.
That's great. And glad you're still a part of this community. That's for sure.
Thank you.
So I think a lot of people know from the event over the years and from us talking about it that the Stearman is a biplane that was used in around the time of World War II, if I remember correctly. What do you think it is that keeps people, especially the pilots and the people who owns the planes, what keeps them interested in it, do you think?
Well, the Stearman, it's once you fly in a Stearman biplane, it's an experience you'll never forget. And the open cockpit, and of course, these airplanes, about 10,000 of them were built to train pilots. And there's more Stearman biplanes out there than any other type of biplane. And with the different types of colors and everything, it's the unique noise, the sights, the sounds, just make it a truly unique experience.
To me, it looks and sounds like the type of plane that was used in that era, in at least in terms of our military presence, too.
That's true, yep. Yeah, more pilots were trained in the Stearman biplane than really any other airplane.
You brought two of the pilots with you, Phil, so let me have you introduce them for
sure,
me.
Sure, yeah. We have two arrivals that have already arrived for the event that starts on Monday, and David Brown and Brian Rosenstein are here, and both flew in two Stearmans. And of course, David Brown, he also does a little aerobatic routine on the Saturday of the fly-in. And Brian Rosenstein is also on the board of directors for the Stearman fly-in.
David and Brian, welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Did you fly in a Stearman?
Yes. I flew roughly 700 miles from Northern Virginia area over several days to get here, and arrived yesterday afternoon about 7 p.m.
What kind of a trip is that?
It's like a long trip. Yeah. we had lots of headwinds that were slowing us down on the way here, so it took us a little bit longer, probably almost 10 hours of airtime to get those airplanes here and several fuel stops.
I can imagine so, but for you, I guess I'll pose kind of the same question I just did to Phil a different way. Is it worth it, though? What keeps it worth it for you?
Well, I see it as we are caretakers of these historic aircraft. Mm-hmm. These aircraft were all built. They were designed in the 30s. Most of them were built late 30s, early 40s. And so they're really flying museum pieces. And so those of us that own these airplanes, we like to share them with our friends. And in our case, we're selling rides out here. So we're sharing that with the public. That's what I do back in Virginia. And it's just an honor, really, to have and own, you know, that such a piece of history, and then be able to share it with people. For instance, I had a gentleman call me today. His father flew in a Stearman and trained in one in World War II.
Wow.
And he wants to come out and experience loops and rolls in the Stearman because of a story that his father had written about. That was the best day in his life when he went up as a student pilot and did these loops and rolls. And we are able to take people up and show them exactly what it was like. This is a time machine, really.
Yeah. And you're the one that you pretty much specialize in doing those loops and rolls, right?
That's right. I own a business in Virginia, and we sell rides there, and that's my full-time job now after retiring from the state government. And I got a little bit of time left in the military. I'm going to retire from that next year. So it's a cool job to have, to be a full-time barnstorming, you know, pilot and fly air shows and take people up in your airplane that you love.
Well, first, thank you for your service. And secondly, you go from a loops and rolls in state government to a loops and rolls in a plane, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. You
know. What kind of interest do you get back home in Virginia from the Stearman? I imagine, is it a lot of what you see when you come up here for the fly-in every year?
It is. So we live near the Washington, D.C. area there. That's where my business operates. And I draw a lot of people out of that area that are interested in this as a gift, you know, usually for a husband or a wife. Different, you know, grandfathers and fathers flew these airplanes, and they are very interested in the history of it and, you know, being able to come out and fly in it.
I'm going to embarrass myself because I just forgot both of your names.
Dave. I'm David, okay. And this is Brian.
All right. Yeah. I think I would have had it mixed up if I'd have tried to guess. Brian, I'm going to turn to you now. What continues to interest you about the Stearman? Is it a lot of what's been said already?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. It is. I think the best part is not only are you flying a piece of history that's significant for the country during a very significant time period in our country, but in addition to that, it's a challenging airplane to fly, and it is. If you ever heard the term flying by the seat of your pants, it's essentially you are straining each of your senses in order to fly this airplane well. Your sight, sound, the feel of the airplane, it's a very tactile experience, a very tangible experience. So that it really connects people that enjoy aviation. It connects them more to the flying experience than maybe some other airplanes.
So, Phil, in your day job, you deal with much fancier, more modern airplanes. Kind of compare and contrast from your perspective the planes you deal with on a normal basis versus the Stearman. Is it really? It must really be that fly by the seat of your pants sort of a thing with a Stearman, right?
Oh, it's a lot different. We do have, in our business, we run a lot of corporate jets, mm-hmm. and those, of course, are 400 or 500 mile an hour airplanes taking 8 passengers all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, and of course the Stearman biplanes. It's a low altitude and slow airplane, but we also sell a lot of airplanes, and like we've got a Stearman that we just sold. So even though we sell jets, the Stearman we just sold is going to the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
And so we deal internationally, and the Stearman biplane is world renowned, and of course the fly-in. We have people that come every year internationally to the event.
Can you get the Stearman plane to the Netherlands from here?
Well, the gentleman that bought it is actually coming over, and he's going to fly it for a week and learn how to fly it. And then
Then
we'll put it in a box and ship it.
Wow, that's amazing. So, well, call me when you put that in that box. I want to see UPS come and pick that up. But yep. Anyway, Dave, how difficult is it to do some of the aerobatics that you do, the loops and the rolls and things like that, versus other types of planes? I imagine there's a certain degree of difficulty, but how much more difficult must it be with a Stearman?
It's more difficult than a Stearman because I really call it's an energy management machine, mm-hmm. because it's a heavy airplane compared to its power, and you really can't just move the control stick lightly and do aerobatics. It takes quite a bit of finessing and working this airplane to keep it within the envelope where it'll actually, you know, go upside down and not stall out. And so working with that, it really takes kind of years of working with it to do it. And I started off in other types of airplanes, you know, flying aerobatics. And eventually when I bought the Stearman 17 years ago, I had flown one some, but I really kind of taught myself to do aerobatics in it. And then, when you fly aerobatic rides every day, all through the summer, you really perfect your aerobatics by doing that. So
Brian, talk to somebody like me who's deathly afraid of heights and really has trouble getting into an average commercial airplane to fly to begin with. What would you tell somebody like me about how it's got to be okay for me to get up in a Stearman at some point?
Well, for the record, I'm deathly afraid of heights myself.
No kidding?
So, yes, I getting up on a tall ladder or looking over a ledge is crippling.
Oh, I'm the same way, yeah.
So if that doesn't tell you, and I've been flying Stearman airplanes since I was 15 years old, so
wow.
It's been a long time. We strive to give people the ride that they want, instead of just going up and trying to turn people upside down and surprise them or scare them or make them sick. You know, the Stearman is a very graceful airplane. It's
really?
Also, for being covered in fabric and having wood wings, it is incredibly strong. People marvel at how stout and robust the airplane actually is when they're in it. And so, plus, you know, having an open cockpit is a lot like being in a convertible, so you have a lot of fresh air. There are times you'll be at 3,000 or 4,000 feet just puttering along, and you can smell the cows down below or the fields. You know, you can smell somebody's got a fire burning. Sometimes you can smell it. It's actually very peaceful.
I'm not usually one to get in a convertible because my hair will get messed up, but that's another discussion. Phil, a lot of this event is for the pilots and for the people who own these planes, but a lot of this is for the public too. Talk a little bit about both ends of that, if you could.
Sure. Yeah, so of course the week-long event starts on Labor Day and it runs through the following, really through the following Sunday, but for the community, everyone's welcome to come out at any time, specifically the Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a lot of children's activities that are going to be going on, and there's also throughout the week there's tram rides where you can take a tractor and a tram and go up and down the flight line, and so there's a lot of different things that you can do and see. Also on Saturday afternoon there's a formation flying contest and an aerobatic demonstration, and so it is definitely for the public as well.
Excuse me, I almost turned my microphone off there. Good work, Will. The pilot end of it is really a combination of briefings and education and sort of competitive things too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of activities for the pilots. They go to the flyouts pretty much every day. They go somewhere. And then there's also seminars, both on maybe medically related or technical things as far as maintenance on the aircraft. And then, of course, there's nightly events for the pilots, and it's sort of like a family reunion. Many of the pilots that come every year, they've built friendships with the pilots, but they've also built friendships within the community, and there's a lot of people that have made really good friends in Galesburg, and a lot of them will come back, you know, even other times throughout the year without the Stearman flying.
Brian, you're shaking your head there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually view Galesburg as a second home. The flying doesn't start till Monday, but David and I left for Galesburg last Monday because we just wanted to come and be in Galesburg for a week before all the festivities began.
I am so glad to hear you say that, because I think even some people in the community don't have that feeling about the city, and I wish they did. That's a great thing to hear. I'm out of time, but I will say that if you go to the Labor Day parade on Monday, you'll usually see a Stearman or two up in the air right before the parade starts, will you not?
Yes, we'll be doing a flyover over the Labor Day parade, and look forward to seeing everybody out at the airport.
You have everything online too, correct?
Yes. Stearmanflying.com. Check out the full schedule.
We also have a link to that on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. But it starts on Monday and pretty much ends Sunday, right? When
yep.
everybody
Sunday,
goes back home.
There's a breakfast put on by the Lions Club. So come out Sunday morning early for breakfast. And by 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, they're pretty much all headed home.
We'll be available for rides starting this Saturday. Since we're here and we've got our ride operation set up, I've already had a lot of calls, and weekends are easier sometimes for people to get out. So
no doubt.
So if anybody wants to come out and take a flight, we'll be available Saturday and Sunday prior to the fly-in.
Very good. All right, Dave, Brian, Phil, thanks so much for coming in. And
thank you.
I would wish you the best of luck, but I don't think you need me on this. This is a fantastic thing. So thank you so much for all you do for this event.
Thank you.
Thank you.